Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 138. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, what's going on?
All good in the creepy hood.
Having a good night.
We are. In the creepy hood. That's a new one.
You like that?
I like that.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, you've never. Yeah. All good in the creepy
hood. Original stuff here tonight. I like it.
Creepy deaky.
Creepy deaky. Spooky dooky. Eerie beery. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway. Yeah, that was a good one, Sean.
With the rhymes. I like it.
Yeah. We are good. Mm-hmm. Just had an excellent guest chat. So
we did.
Yeah, it was fun. Let's get right to it, shall we?
We shall.
So, Sean.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about?
Nebraska State Capitol Building.
Yes, yes. Nebraska.
Nebraska?
The home of the Cornhuskers.
Cornhuskers, that's right. The breadbasket of the United States. Right?
Nebraska, if you're listening, I'm not sure if they listen, but you need to get your football program back to par. I mean.
Are you sass-mouthing Nebraska? Nebraska?
They're horrible. We're talking three or four national championships in the past, legendary coaches like Tom Osborne and all these All-Americans, and they suck. So your football program needs to get back. It's embarrassing for you. I'm just telling you. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Tell them how you really feel.
And I've really never liked Nebraska football, but I'm like, they need to be back to, you know.
If they start listening, we might, right?
That's right. poor Nebraska. But I love their helmets. The end, it's good, strong.
give us
a little foundation, please.
Oh, absolutely. The Nebraska State Capitol is the seat of government for the United States State of Nebraska. I have no idea why we need to know
that.
This is Wikipedia's finest. And is located in downtown Lincoln. Designed by New York architect Bertram Govzner. I don't know. In 1920, it was constructed of Indiana limestone. I heard that on a few videos. I'm like, yes. From 1922 to 1932, the Capitol houses the primary executive and judicial offices of Nebraska and is home to the Nebraska legislature. I think that's pretty redundant. The only unicameral state legislature in the United States, which I imagine that means the tall tower, right? Because most Capitol buildings are fashioned after the one in Washington, D.C., right? The Capitol building. And this one decided to be a tall tower. Right?
Nice. That was a great...
Fashioned after our someday Mako podcast studio.
That was a great foundation.
Yeah, it's terrible, actually. It was awful.
No, it wasn't your fault. A little bit. No, but...
He dug a little shallow.
Is it...
he earned some more zero.
Will this save it if I tell you the nicknames are the Tower of the Plains or the Penis of the Plains? The Pee-Pee of the Plains? That's what I kept... They were like... Mm. They refer to it as...
I did not see that in
the
my...
Phallic, huh?
The fur, yeah. The
is this...
big, strong...
Is this still strong family friendly?
Although
well,
you did use
trying to.
I said pee-pee. Yeah.
Well, penis
the Tower of the Plains. We'll go with that one then.
Yeah.
It's been the political. It has been a frequent
Mommy,
site.
Danny, what's
up? Yeah, it's been the frequent site of political demonstrations, rallies, and news conferences.
All right, I'm cutting you off.
Got it. Yes.
Yeah. It did take 10 years, Nate and Sean, 22 to 32, and $10 million.
Million.
That's a lot of money for this day and age.
Yeah.
2020. Mm-hmm. It is 2024, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine $10 million in 100 years ago? That's crazy.
You'd be rich.
Oh, my gosh. If I had $10 million now. yes, it's a very, it's a beautiful building, but it's huge. The thing is,
it is huge.
It's one of the biggest ones I've seen. Not that I've seen, like, a lot, but, you know.
One of the videos that talked about tours, and it was actually they ended up talking a lot about the paranormal stuff, but the guy said when he was in grade school, they took a field trip, and he said it was so large and confusing, and then they realized they were actually in the wrong building. Like, they weren't even in the right area to go to the Capitol Tower, and so that's how confusing it is.
Yeah.
But when they were in there with, you know, his friends, and they were figuring out, but it is. That's one of the things they say about it is that you get lost in it very easily.
Yeah. It's a pretty neat place. This says it is a truly majestic building, handsomely designed and truly inspiring. Kind of like our podcast.
That's right.
It is very, very inspiring.
I'd like to think so.
And our studio is majestic. And what was it? Handsomely designed.
Cladded with Indiana limestone.
Cladded. I like it.
Yeah. Indiana.
Helping out in Nebraska in any way we can, right?
That's right. I'm going to start with some of the paranormal.
Go for it.
So, the history of the manifestations says the land on which this building stands is believed to be the holy... I'm sorry. Let's start over again. The land on which this building stands is believed to be holy by the Indians who live in the area. Like many of the hauntings at other state capitol buildings, tragic accidents are the cause for the hauntings in this building. Such as an inmate was stringing Christmas lights on the outside of the dome. He had a heart attack and fell to the ground. Also, a workman who was concentrating on doing a routine chore of changing a light bulb slipped and fell to his death. The one structural flaw of this beautiful building was having two short safety rails on the spiral stairs, which led up to the 12th floor and the dome. This caused the two unfortunate deaths. So how about that? It's kind of sad. They're just doing their job, doing the routine, and fell to their death.
Nate. Don't go visiting because you'll fall. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, it is tall, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I'm changing the light bulb. So it has some death and some tragic accidents.
There is a apparition of someone falling.
Ah. You don't say.
I was just going to say, you don't say.
Who is it?
One of those two.
Oh, it doesn't say specifically. No. They just said one. Yeah. Probably residual.
Yeah.
Probably just over and over has the same. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? To see. A residual of somebody falling to their death.
Yeah, it makes me think of like 9/11 kind of thing, too.
Oh, gosh.
I know that.
Thanks for watching.
You're welcome. I'm bringing it down for you.
We just started.
I'm bringing it down.
Yeah. Well, let's get. Yeah. It said during the 1950s, a man who was visiting the building started up the spiral staircase, which led to the dome. He became dizzy when he looked over the railing to catch the view of the bottom, and he fell over the short railing, bomb, diving to his death to the floor below. There you go. There's another one. What's going on here?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Something's up with that. I think something's up with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's pushing. I don't know. Something.
Oh. Altitude sickness.
Altitude or a specter of some type. Move the stair or the push over the railing,
Banana peel.
The old banana slip on the banana peel trick and go over the railing. Yeah.
Did you know that Nebraska is ranked as the 8th happiest state in America according to Wallet Hub?
No.
It's a cliche of happy farmers, and then they said that it is surprising to know that Nebraska has a lot of haunted areas, though.
Well, I think three fellas that fell. I don't think they're very happy.
No. It's probably not what they, your day started out with hitting a concrete thing on the road, and their day started, they probably got up in the, sorry, I'm not laughing because it's funny, but it's like, wow, Nate's really
taking great pleasure in that.
Oh, wow. No, I mean, they got up in the morning thinking, it's going to be just a normal, productive day, and then that didn't turn out that way. But did you know? There was a female worker that passed too. She was attempting to climb up the narrow 12th floor steps to get some supplies out of the storage area. True to form, she inadvertently looked down, became dizzy, and fell over the short rail and fell 12 stories down to her death.
Wow. Quit looking over the edge, people.
Yeah, it sounds like they got some problems with that. Well, they said it's a narrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I don't know. I don't know. Something's up with that, to be honest with you.
You'd think after the first one,
they'd have some kind of safety bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would think. Then maybe after the second one. Then the third.
Maybe they didn't have the safety inspectors like you do.
Then after the fourth
safety police.
One.
After the fourth one, you think, maybe we should look at the rail height.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't think they care.
I don't think so. Ooh, I wonder what it is now. I didn't see like
what the rolling tally is.
Oh, up to 72.
One of those red digital bars.
Oh, Nate.
Keeps it rolling.
Well, you too.
There goes another one.
there is an entity of the female worker, says the visitor of the light bulb changer. Perhaps they take turns reliving their own deaths. That's horrible. Mm. Says halfway up the steps to the 12th floor, people have suddenly seen a misty form free falling down to the first floor, but then disappears before landing. Witnesses also have seen a black mist on various stairways throughout the building. How about that? My opinion on this is I think there was something paranormal before they had their
accident. Right.
Like the black mist. I don't believe that's one of the people that died. I think that's been there, and I think that might have caused. I don't know, but I think that might have caused
feeding on the energy.
Tulpa.
Tulpa's more of like a you conjure
it. Created.
It's created, and it, but it's actually like
conjured a mist.
No,
Nate. No. Okay.
He's not going down there.
No,
with you.
I was just going with the Indian view.
No,
yeah, I'm not sacred Indian land.
No, I don't believe it.
I could see it. Think? No, I don't
you
know.
Think, I think I'm serious. I think the black mist has something to do with the deaths. Is my point.
Well, right, yeah. Well, we talk or about like the energy is
one or two of them. You know,
like attracted to those kind of tragedies as well. You know, like
you're saying the mist came after the deaths.
Yeah, it could have been
hanging around.
I could see it either way. Honestly,
I'm saying it was there before the deaths.
What came first, chicken or the egg?
I don't know.
What came first, the death or the mist?
I'm middle of the road on this.
Okay,
one.
All right. Well, let's just throw it out there.
I suggest not standing in the middle of the road.
You get hit. Semi.
Hey, what's up there?
Hey, it's a really bright light. It's a semi.
Remind me like of Bruce Almighty.
I love the
he sees the headlights of the truck.
One of the statue that they have is like 15 feet tall or whatever. Mm-hmm. The sower, and that is such a that's not one that I was real familiar with. But they said that there was a lady that watched that actually be put into place back in the 30s. And consecrated and everything. And but they also have this I did not know either, but obviously it's in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Lincoln is named after President Lincoln. There's a Lincoln monument there. It's located on the West Grounds. It's a bronze statue of Abraham Lincoln, and he's got his hands like together in the front, and he's looking down. And it was created by Daniel Chester French, and the corresponding granite plinth and steel designed by architect Henry Bacon. On February 12th, 1908, the Young Men's Republican Club organized the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Association to seek funds for an erection of the statue. But it goes on to say that this statue there in Lincoln actually inspired them to go and collaborate on the Lincoln Memorial in 1914 to 1922. So they actually are the same ones that went and did the Lincoln Memorial. And I think that's really cool.
It is cool.
So this is just, this is obviously quite a bit smaller than the Lincoln Memorial.
Well, sure. Yeah,
but it is mm-hmm. But I thought that was cool. So the sower and Abraham Lincoln statues are pretty cool.
The sower and the reaper.
That's right. That's right. That's very right.
So apparently the inmate volunteer that fell to his death, mm-hmm. Visitors say they can hear screams and crying. Mm.
That's been,
no, I was laughing. That is true.
It is
visitor
true.
And visitors would lie.
Like, it is true.
Visitors would not lie.
Where do they see these? Or see these? Here, where do they see these sounds? Where do they hear these in the same area, like the stairway?
Shortly after his death.
Gotcha.
So they can hear him screams and crying. And
that would be horrible too.
Mm-hmm.
To even if you don't see the accident, to hear somebody that's plummeting to their death or. After they died. Yeah, that's... I mean, we're not obviously joking that somebody died, but it's just... Oh, gosh. Yeah, that'd be horrible. That'd be terrible to see it or hear it. It says, coming off of that, Nate, the auditory activity, says people have heard a man crying when they ride the elevator or stand on the southwest side of the observation deck in the tower.
Mm.
And they are saying that voices come from unseen presences. How about that?
There's been a lot of political strife, and there is, like, just what we're talking about, like people jumping and dying, you know, either falling or jumping. This is
suicides, you're saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're on here. So there's some social history timelines. July 1934, Lincolnites sleep on Capitol lawn during the heat wave. Capitol Commission worries blankets will kill the grass. In 35, it says Dan Helweg dies after jumping from the 14th floor. June 13, 35, Mary Sandoz receives telegram from the Nebraska State Historical Society office on the ninth floor announcing that she won the Atlantic Monthly Press notification contest for her biography, Old Jewels. Franklin Roosevelt in 36 addresses a crowd of 30,000 in front of the north entrance. Here's another death. November 13, 1945, Roy Collar dies after falling or jumping, they're not sure which, from the 14th floor. What's with the 14th floor? You think it was supposed to be the 13th and they made it the 14th? I bet.
Well,
And then, this says in 48, the state installs wire fencing above the parapet wall on the 14th floor observation decks to prevent falls or jumps. So they did do something.
It only took 487 deaths.
In 54, Dick Cavett, I thought this was interesting.
I like Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett sloshes white paint on the statue of William Jennings Bryan, which stands on the Capitol's North Plaza.
Yeah, why did he do that for?
He in protest, apparently.
I like the Dick Cavett show.
Right, I did too. But you didn't like the William Jennings Bryan show?
No. No, and I don't stand. Well, maybe I don't know.
There was.
I don't know.
You know what a big major problem of what? All the falling deaths at the building is?
I do not.
There's no record of them ever happening.
What? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
I didn't see that either.
None of them. Mm-hmm. You're saying none of them?
So it's all made up? It's all hearsay?
Some.
He said, she said.
Yeah, some would believe that they're just made up.
He fell. He fell, they fell.
What kind of nonsense is that? I beg to differ. No, I have nothing to beg to differ from. Or
beg
that is interesting.
To differ.
So there's no official records.
No official records.
Of any deaths. But what explains the wailing and crying and the people seeing the deaths?
Yeah. Don't know.
So they're saying they're
alive. Or maybe it was apparitions from the get-go.
Yeah.
And people saw them and assumed that it was a live person. Fell to their death.
Oh, yeah. That's possible.
Oh, I thought you were saying maybe there was stuff going on, and then the people that we're talking about, they got spooked and maybe saw, like, backed up or didn't pay attention, and they fell because of seeing death before the, or some like the mist or some specters. Interesting. There's a lot.
Something hokey going on.
Hokey. And not hokey pokey.
Not hokey.
They better turn themselves around. I'll
hokey
tell you.
Pokey dokey.
Also says the tactile activity. It says witnesses report and sense that they are being watched and have felt unseen presences keeping them company. And the spirit of an Indian entity was sensed by a psychic in the basement. I'm looking at a picture of the basement. I'm assuming that's the basement. Looks like a basement, right?
I see words.
Oh.
It doesn't look like a basement at all.
How about that?
That looks like a basement.
How about that?
I would say basement. Nate.
So I wonder what's going on there.
I don't know.
We need to go there, though.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Number one, I would love to tour this place. It looks awesome.
Because there is a female ghost that interacts with the males in the library.
In the library.
Yep. It's rumored that she will grab your hand and help you find a light switch.
Oh, wow. When you say grab your, I thought, okay.
Hand.
Hand, that's right. Really, grabbing a light switch, huh? Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yep, the ghost will grab your hand to help you find a light switch.
Interesting.
This person has gone into the library before to see books just laying on the floor after the doors have been closed.
That would be interesting. That would be kind of cool, creepy. Feel like somebody's grabbing your hand to. I say we go.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I just really want to make sure that the railing's up to par.
Maybe people heard screaming and crying and that made him fall. Who knows, right? Yeah. Or saw the black mist and that made him fall. Mm-hmm.
This gal, Katie, she says she pushed the button for the elevator and waited for it to come to the third floor. And she says, I noticed that it shot straight past my floor to the 12th instead. Says, once it reached the top, I received a call from an unknown number. Silence greeted me on the opposite end of the line. As I continued to stand in front of the elevator, I noticed that it wasn't stopping to let anyone off at any of the floors. When it finally reached the third floor, the doors opened, then closed, and the call ended simultaneously. And I decided that it was time to leave. Says, coincidence? Maybe. Ghost sighting? Maybe. It says, maybe it's time for that ghost to give Miss Witherspoon a ring, too. That's kind of a cool story.
It is. Just the pictures alone. Make sense, so. It just, there's a history there. There's, it is the third building that's been constructed in that site. So it's been redone a couple times, but there's still definitely a historic look to it and feel. And honestly, spooky. It says, do you still think it's haunted? Yes, it appears to be. Witnesses consistently report paranormal activities throughout the years of its existence. Location is 445 K Street in Lincoln, Nebraska. This glorious Nebraska State Capitol building can be found by taking Highway 180 34 and getting off on Capitol Parkway West, which is called K Street. It is a one-way street running east, and the Nebraska State Capitol building is on the left, just a little past 14th Street, which is a one-way street running north. Be sure you have a good map, because the out-of-town travel is faced with an obstacle course of one-way streets. That's good to know about Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
Don't you hate that, getting into cities, you know, that you're not familiar with? And I mean, even Indianapolis can be a little bit weird the way that things are.
There's a lot of one-ways.
Remember, one way. Yeah, right. Todd and I actually encountered that.
we were leaving the Black House Cafe.
Why are all these headlights coming at me?
It was broad daylight. the GPS kept saying, you know, wrong way. We're like, oh, it's just saying, you know.
Goes, well, you're just acting like real. I was like, I didn't.
Quit being a sissy.
Yeah. I was like, let's go. Let's have a little.
GPS was freaking out. We were not. And he's like, I'm going the wrong way. And I'm like, I know. It says that. And he's like, no, I'm on a like the wrong. I'm like, oh, crap, you're going the wrong way on a one way.
I was
quick. Well, then you turned down another wrong way on a one way.
I had to do the old 3-point turn.
Yeah, right. Austin Powers style.
It was, yeah. No, it wasn't like that.
No.
Almost.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
That was fun, though.
No, I love
we live the life of cartoon characters, and we know that.
That's right. I was just a street off, and when I it turned, and then it really does mess you up when you go down a one way street. It's like, ah. Luckily, we didn't have traffic other than the one lady. I could tell she was like, don't you know you're going the
wrong
way? Yeah, anyway.
Hey.
You're going the wrong way.
They do give building tours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and even Saturdays and holidays, 10 to 5. Sundays, 1 to 5, and then you can they even have free guided tours beginning on the north entrance at the second floor, Monday through Sunday. Oh, it says observation decks open, weather permitting. Yeah, I don't want to be up there when it's windy and be undocumented.
That's right. Right.
We don't have any records.
Allegedly, Todd Edges.
Yeah, I heard he's some stupid podcaster. But other than that, I don't really know. Yeah. Do you guys have anything else on the
at least it's not
Nebraska
hot,
State
Capitol? Hot Tedges.
No.
Hot Tedges, yeah.
That pretty much covers everything I can find on it.
And we're going.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, it's not that far. You know, Dan, my my buddy, the old volunteer, I told him I was going to somehow get him in one of the two episodes. His daughter lives in Nebraska, so he goes there, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, and he's got grandkids there. And so I'll ask him if we just can't tag along next time he goes and see his daughter, Cindy.
While we're recording this, somebody sent me. People love to send us scary stuff, but they also send us stupid jokes. It shows this guy holding up his ladder and says, "This is my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder." That's
who
awful.
That?
Not a listener.
Oh, not a
no, not a listener. Care. No, I know you don't care. Yeah. That's why I said not a listener.
That is good though. That's good.
Is that funny?
Hey, let's keep the jokes to me though. That's okay,
right. I will.
I don't want anything crowd my. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the Nebraska State Capitol building. Whether I honestly, I'm going to say my last statement. I think there was something before those people. If in fact they did fall, I think there was something causing it. Yeah. I mean, not just like slipping or a short rail. Mm-hmm. I think something
bad mojo
that we don't. Mm-hmm. Some type the mist, the black mist.
Mm-hmm.
They saw me at Black Mist. They had me at Black Mist. What do you think, Nate?
He still thinks it's not. He's like, I told you.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'm just wondering.
Anything's possible. Some backing.
Shano, I can't count on him.
I'll agree with him.
He'll say Care Bears or something.
That's right. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm working on a Care Bear, creeped out Care Bear logo or design. So
with a knife through the head?
Something like that.
Yes.
Nate, can you help us out? Let's get out of this episode.
Well, take care of yourselves, creepies, and stay away from those edges. And that is a wrap.
That is sound advice from Nate. The great. If we go, though, we'll have Sean lead the way. And
up the stairs, running up the stairs. Hey, this is really tall.
I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thank you, creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 138. That's a lot. And our discussion on the eerie Nebraska State Capitol building. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.